December 17th, 2011. CNET has an article today, I guess it was a couple days ago, actually, I haven't seen it till today, about your complete guide to Facebook's timeline with plenty of links and tips of how to adjust things. So I will be diving into that, and I'll put a link to the article in this. And the Facebook page definitely looks like it's taking up a lot of space with your own picture, which is like 800, where I saw it somewhere, 800 pixels by something. So I mean, that's interesting. So you have this huge kind of billboard at the top, I guess, of your own page. And then the timeline, from what I understand, is everything you've ever posted, all your friends can see, which they've already seen, but now they see it in a timeline. I could see the pros and cons, I guess, of both of those things. I post things to Facebook expecting everybody to be able to draw upon it, so it's not anything that couldn't go into a timeline, but I'm sure a lot of people don't want their little meaningless posts. You know, I'm having coffee, I'm doing this right now, to pile up in a timeline, and it may look, make our lives look kind of pathetic when we are sharing all these small little things. I don't know, maybe it'll have a different effect. Maybe it'll make it more grand as we celebrate these small moments in our existence. So anyway, I'll be diving into the article.